May the Lord give you his peace and good afternoon. This is St. Gabriel Catholic Radio bringing you your daily message of hope. In today's daily message of hope, this is Father Stosh Daly with Brother Daniel Maria from the TOR Franciscan Community at Franciscan University of Steubenville. Brother, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Father Stosh, one of my favorite places.
That's awesome. Today, the Church, as our mother, she guides us back to considering the great treasure dwelling among us, that is, the Lord Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. The Franciscans, you know, you guys are known for gospel simplicity. You're known for the holy habit of St. Francis. You're known for defending the reality, the beauty, the simplicity of the message of the gospel. But the Franciscans also offer so much with regard to the Holy Eucharist.
Yeah.
You know, and St. Francis of Assisi, you know, okay, I love St. Francis, but I get so annoyed every time I see him with, you know, birds and deer and squirrels and all these other, I mean, it's like, okay, seriously, he did other things.
Greater things.
And one of the things that people don't often hear about is St. Francis of Assisi, the beautiful, the great saint, St. Francis of Assisi. He was totally on fire with love for Jesus and the Eucharist, the sacred mysteries of our holy faith and the sacred liturgy. You are a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you're following in the footsteps of Holy Father Francis. You know, you wear the Franciscan habit. I know you, you know, so well and admire you. When it comes to the Holy Mass, when it comes to Jesus Christ and the Eucharist, we have people listening to this program, and you know, they're driving home, they're going to work, they're stopping by the grocery store, you know, they're trying to figure out what they got to cook, what they got to clean, where they got to hide it, how they got to serve it, you know, all this other stuff. Everything's going on in life. Everything's crazy. But on this Thursday, we have the Eucharist, and we have the Lord dwelling among us in the Holy Eucharist. What do you want to say to our listeners, speaking as a Franciscan, you know, someone who walks in the footsteps of St. Francis, and you're like, okay, you know, Father Stosh is trusting me immensely, or he is giving me this moment to announce to the whole world, or at least most of Ohio, our Lord dwells among us in the Eucharist. What comes to your mind?
Yes, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful insight, Father Stosh. I love just those words, our Lord dwells among us in the Eucharist, because that's what Francis wanted to highlight. Francis said to his friars, what happens at consecration when the bread becomes the body and blood and soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ and the wine becomes his blood? What happens? And he said, in that moment, it is as if you were in first century Palestine at the incarnation and God came down into the virgin's womb.
Yeah.
It is in that moment as if you are experiencing the gravity of what those early shepherds experienced who witnessed Jesus being born as a child. And so he wanted the friars to understand and the laity to understand at Mass, at the Eucharist, this is Jesus among us. Jesus hasn't left us. He has given us his body. He has given us a physical manifestation of himself. So Francis saw the Eucharist as an extension of the incarnation. And I love your point, Father Stosh. I can't ignore it, that Francis is more than a bird bath. That's also a big pet peeve of mine. I know one Franciscan friar who put it beautifully. One friar said, Francis and Franciscan spirituality has nothing to do with a bird bath. It has everything to do with a blood bath. It's about the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. From, of course, we also receive the Eucharist because Jesus gave his body for us, and now he continues to give his body in a sacred way that can sanctify us in the Eucharist.
And we are washed clean in the shedding of his blood. You know, I remember the words of our beloved Savior Jesus in the gospel, you know, I do not leave you orphans. I think of our young people today. I think of all people today. I mean, people of goodwill, there's that thought, there's that seductive, tempting thought that somehow we're forgotten, we're not known, we're not loved, we're just abused, we're just used, we're just seen for our utilitarian purpose, you know, and my family only wants me because I'm the breadwinner, or because I'm the cooker, or because I'm the cleaner, you know, and no one in my community really knows who I am. We're tempted with that thought, no one knows who I am. Which is just the devil.
Yeah.
Because Jesus says, I do not leave you orphans. He knows us by name. He knows us by heart. And how does he respond? he leaves his heart among us in the Eucharist. I mean, I'm totally on fire with love for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. People, you know, they know I'm nuts about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I'm always talking about it first Friday of the month, every day I can. Sacred Heart, Sacred Heart, Sacred Heart. But in truth, my love for the Sacred Heart is because of my passion for the Holy Eucharist. Mm. The heart of Jesus dwelling among us in the tabernacle. The heart of Jesus that yearns for us to come and console him. The heart of Jesus that yearns for us to come and spend time with him.
Yeah.
I mean, the apostles had him and had that agony in the garden experience with Jesus. But we have that moment where he's waiting to console us. And he's also allowing us to come and console him. He wants to console us, but he's allowing us, his creatures, to console him.
Yeah.
In the Holy Eucharist. So regardless of what burdens we might have, to know that the Lord dwells among us. And, you know, our listeners don't know this, but Brother Daniel Maria, he called me a while ago and he was like, hey, you know, Father Stosh, would you come and do a morning of recollection for my community of friars? And I was like, well, I can't figure out who you hate more, me or them. So, why would you want me to give a talk to them? And it was a beautiful, grace-filled day.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit just would not let go of this message. He wanted me to learn from it and to share it. And it was like, you know, going back to those words, you know, as a disciple of Jesus, as a consecrated religious, as a priest, as a man who wants to have the heart of the Lord, you know, our hands are supposed to be Bethlehem.
Mm.
You know, and at the Mass, at the altar, when the priest is holding the host and he says the words of consecration, his fingers, his hands become Bethlehem.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Christ is now held. Christ is caressed in the hands of the priest.
Yeah.
The priesthood of Jesus has to be purified. It has to be cleansed. It has to be restored. It has to be prayed for. You know, and we have so many beautiful holy priests, but we also have a lot of priests who suffer. You know, they suffer from their temptations. They suffer from the sins they've committed. And as a result, the people of God are wounded.
Yeah.
But the hands of that priest at Mass, regardless of his personal sanctity, that hands of that priest at Bethlehem, you know, the hands of the priest are Bethlehem at the Mass. Well, it's because Jesus dwells among us. You know, we have so many people looking for hope. They're looking for just something that'll help them survive another 5 minutes, another 10 minutes, the evening. Just give me to tomorrow. I just got to get through this week. I just got to make it to the weekend. I'm going to tell you right now, that's not a way to live.
Mm-hmm.
You're just existing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you want to live, you know, open your heart to the presence of Jesus dwelling among us. You know, Brother Daniel Maria, you teach at Franciscan University, so you're quite familiar with stress.
A little bit.
You see it not only in being a professor and having to have the lesson plans done and have the goals and objectives set, but you also see it in the life of the students.
Yeah.
You see clearly the students who know where to go and to whom to go with stress, and you see the students who just drown in it.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, at Franciscan University of Steubenville, there's this powerful, beautiful faith. But at Franciscan University, you have our Lord adored in the Eucharist.
Right.
I mean, quite possibly one of my favorite places to go in North America is Steubenville, you know, which right there says a lot, you know, and I go to Franciscan University, but you have a chapel on campus. Can you explain the chapel and what takes place there?
Yes, we have a chapel called the Porciuncola Chapel. It's a chapel that has 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, adoration, perpetual adoration of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. And it's inspired by the life of St. Francis. It's a replica of a small church that Francis himself rebuilt and that he used to pray in to Jesus, because Francis is one of the great saints of Eucharistic adoration.
Absolutely.
Francis spent so much time in front of the Blessed Sacraments. It was a devotion he really encouraged by his life. And I like, Father Stosh, how you're connecting the pieces here to stress, because so often, you know, when a student is stressed or when I am stressed, you know, I recommend go to Jesus.
Yes.
You know, sometimes even a student may want to treat you as a religious like their savior or their idol. And the right answer is, I don't have the answers. Jesus Christ does.
Yeah.
You go sit with him and give him that stress, give him that weight. Because when he invites us to Eucharistic adoration, he's inviting us to prayer of the heart.
hearts, you know, that we are to give him our troubles, our struggles, our woes, our sorrows, even our joys, and to open up. And when we spend that time with him and we receive, when we start listening, there are great insights that come in that spirituality through prayer, and the Lord gently leads us to safer shores. So it's a beautiful encounter of intimacy that can even lead to a deeper freedom in terms of our own lives.
Now, your friars are not just at Franciscan University. I mean, your friars are all over North America, all over the world.
That's right.
You know, yes. And so you know firsthand, like, you know, people are listening to us are like, oh gosh, when am I going to be able to make it to Franciscan University of Steubenville? It's like, go when you can. Yeah. Make a visit to the university. It's very much an anointed place. Mm. But you know what? The same Lord who is in the Porciuncula at Franciscan is in the tabernacle at your parish church.
Amen.
The same Lord is in on the altar exposed for adoration in the adoration chapel, maybe at your parish or maybe at a neighboring parish. Amen. So, you know, knock off the excuses. Go to the Lord. Get yes. over yourself and get in front of Jesus, you yeah. know?
Amen.
Apparently that was pretty blunt. So, you know, I'll dial it back, you know. Here we are.
If Father Stasi should do some motivational speaking, I could see a career there.
Oh, I'm exhausted. No way. But you know, I mean, like, we're all starving for hope. We're looking for faith. We're thirsting for charity, the three theological virtues. And on this Thursday, we think of our Lord dwelling among us in the Eucharist. We know where to go.
Yeah.
We know to whom we must go. So let's get there.
And I love how you emphasize get over yourself, because if we are going to be frank, a lot of times we do not go, a lot of times we do not pray, either because we're lazy or we're afraid.
Yeah.
And when we're led by those insecurities, when we don't want to give the Lord our hearts, yeah. or when we are led by our laziness, we need to make that effort to embrace the cross, you know, show up, and you will see the difference. You will see the difference that your life takes on when you make that time for Jesus. It is a profound transformation.
On this day when we give thanks and praise for Jesus in the Eucharist, we ask him to give all of us his peace.